Hi, this is Debbie Voiles, coach at Mojo for Running, with episode number 136, Three Reasons to Do a Plank Every Day. Welcome to the Mojo for Running podcast. I'm the coach, Debbie Voiles, and this is the podcast for middle of the packers. Regular people not afraid to work up a sweat, who embrace the outdoors and that wonderful feeling of endorphins surging through their veins. My goal is to provide the information you need to achieve your goals. Do you wish there was one exercise that you could do in your living room without any equipment for just 1 minute a day that would make you a better runner, prevent injuries, make you faster, and improve your endurance? A plank will do all of that. Amazingly, it's maybe the perfect exercise. But quickly, before we talk more about that, I just want to mention one thing. And that is, if you follow me on social media, you probably know I just ran the Boston Marathon last weekend. Well, actually, by the time this episode drops, it may be a month after I ran it. Anyway, I know you're anxious to hear all about it, so you absolutely will, but that will be the next episode. I was going to add it on to the end of this one, but it ended up just being too long. So I just look for that as the next episode. Now, let's get back to today's topic, planks. I'm guessing you already know what a plank exercise is, and you may already be doing them. But in case somebody is listening who doesn't know what I mean, here's a quick explanation of what a plank is. It's not a moving exercise. You're still the whole time you do it. You start in the top part of a standard push-up position. Your body is like a plank, core tight, belly button pulled inward towards your back, glutes activated, quads activated, head in line with your back, legs straight, and your body is elevated. Alternatively, though, it might not be as elevated if you use the other method, which is to support your body on your elbows. Your hands, your forearms are flat on the floor, so that creates kind of like a tripod to support you. If you're on your hands, though, if you're doing it start in the push-up position, then your hands should be directly below your shoulders. You're looking down at the floor, but your head is in line with your spine. No sagging. You don't want your back arched, but you also don't want anything to sag. Core tight, glutes flexed, quads tight. You are a human board. That's why it's called a plank, and it's intense. I recall the night I was first introduced to this exercise. It was after a track workout with friends. I don't recall how it came up, but I do remember that we were in the parking lot walking between cars to our cars, and someone stopped and showed me how to do it, and I tried it. After all, it looked easy. Well, I don't remember much about that night a dozen years ago, but I remember that I was shocked that it was so hard, or maybe that I was so bad at it. I was fit, running many miles, racing, not overweight, working out at the gym a couple of times a week, but yet I struggled. I think I probably only held it for 20 seconds that first time. It was a revealing moment. My core needed work, lots of work. The plank is a fantastic exercise, and I've been doing it ever since. It strengthens all the muscles in your core, your abs, your back, your glutes, your shoulders, your neck, and more. To understand why planks, of all the possible core exercises, are the most valuable, you must understand the saying, you can't fire a cannon from a canoe. Have you ever tried to run on soft sand? If you try to run with your standard form and effort, what happens? You don't move as much, as easily, or as efficiently. Every step doesn't get you as far. Why is that? Because when you push against the ground, the sand, it gives, right? How much of your energy is absorbed? A lot. It's much, much less effective. Well, in the same way, when you run with a weak core, as you swing your leg forward, some of that energy is absorbed by that soft core. Those muscles need to be solid, not absorbing the movement like spaghetti. Then the energy, all of it, will be directed forward, making you faster. You become more efficient in your movement, and that helps keep you comfortable on longer runs because you have the core strength to maintain form when you get tired. A strong core also makes you lighter on your feet, Your muscles will take stress off your joints, which means less stress all the way up the kinetic chain, meaning fewer injuries. You'll feel better, you'll run faster, and you'll be much less likely to experience injuries because your muscles are doing the work that otherwise would be pounding on your skeletal form, on your bones. And that's what we want. We want muscles to do all the work. The muscles secure the joints and support our frames. As I've described, there are two main ways to do a plank. Well, a standard plank, meaning one in which you keep your shoulders parallel to the floor and you're looking at the floor at all times. We'll get into variations later. But the two basic standard planks are with your feet a few inches apart, or maybe it could be a foot apart, but with your arms either straight with your weight on your palms or on your elbows with your forearms forming a triangle, two sides of it anyway, and your hands meeting approximately below your forehead. Someone told me recently, instead of forming a fist, though, you want to keep your fists open. I haven't looked it up to see why that's better. Of course, you would never want to squeeze your fists, but a loose fist is the way I had always done it. Anyway, I've been asked which is better, whether it's better to do it with your arms extended or on your elbows. I've never found anyone who said one was definitely better than the other, but they are different. I say do them the way you like, just when you're getting started, and then, as you gain some strength, do them both ways to get maximum benefit. Now, if you haven't been doing them for long, or if you haven't been doing them at all, they will seem very hard at first. It may be difficult to do even 15 seconds, but the good news is that you'll build strength fast. I suggest timing yourself and recording it on your calendar, and over time, try to increase your planks until you can hold it for a couple of minutes and do that a couple of times a day. What I do is I usually do it one or two minutes a couple of times a day, but at least once a week, I try to get at or beat my record. Right now, my record is 7.5 minutes, but it just gets too monotonous to do that day in and day out, so I just save that for about once a week. So there are several ways to accomplish more, though, with your planks to make them more challenging by adding some variations. What I usually do is I do the first minute just as a standard plank, and then, I might do 1 minute with my arms extended, then 1 minute on my elbows, and then I go through a full series of variations. And so when I'm timing myself to, like, try to break my record or to at least get 4 or 5 minutes, I move through these various variations while I'm doing it without ever stopping to rest in between. So there are several ways to do this. I want to explain now what those variations are. So to take it to the next level after you've switched back and forth between elbows and straight arms, while keeping the plank, lift one forearm if you're on your forearm or one hand if you're on your hands and rotate your whole body until it's perpendicular to the floor and reach the top hand toward the sky, keeping the arm straight. Then, after a period of time, return that arm or hand to the floor and rotate in the other direction so that you're supporting yourself with the other arm while you repeat with the other side. 2. A way to take that to the next level is continue the movement. So when you bring your arm back down, instead of placing it back on the floor, you reach across under your body, extending your arm parallel to the floor as far as you can reach while maintaining your plank. In other words, if it's your right hand that was reaching high up, then you bring it down but not to the floor. You reach across under your body toward the air on the left-hand side of your body, then rotate back up and reach the hand to the sky again and continue that movement for several reps or maybe 10 reps before returning the right hand to the floor and then doing the same thing with your other arm. This is hard, but it's really good for you. 3. Another modification would be to dip your hip. While maintaining your plank, rotate to your side and place your hand on your hip. In other words, you've got one hand on the floor, or either your hand or your forearm on the floor, but then you've rotated your body to the side, and then you put your other hand on your hip. Then dip that hip down just until it taps the floor, then lift it back up to your standard side plank position. Again, this is hard, Try to do it 10 times. 4. Another modification from that same position, a side plank with hand on hip. Lift the top leg a foot or so. Pause and lower it back to the floor. So you're on your side. You're still in a side plank position, but now you've got your hand on your hip and you're just lifting. Your leg is still straight, but you're lifting your top leg about a foot off the floor and then you're lowering it back down. This will require much more stability. Can you see how these progressions are requiring much more core strength? 5. Another modification would be hand taps. From the forearm plank position, keeping the body as flat as possible, trying not to move your body, meaning not rotating, lift one arm off the floor and reach out and tap the ground in front of you about a foot out or as far as your arm will reach. Then put it back and do the same thing with the other hand and do that 10 times. 6, the last modification would be from a standard plank. Lift one foot and move it to the side and tap the floor about a foot farther away from the other foot. Then return that foot so that it's right next to the other foot. And then move the other foot out about a foot and tap it to the floor. In fact, I forgot to mention 7 would be to, instead of reaching out to the side, you can lift the foot up. Or when you lift your foot up, you're keeping your leg straight. So you're lifting your whole leg up about a foot and then returning it to the floor and then lifting the other leg up. So when you do all of these types of modifications, instead of supporting yourself on 4 points, 2 arms and 2 legs, you're actually, for a brief period of time, supporting yourself only on 3. And that makes it a lot more difficult. And when you go to your side, you're only supporting yourself on 2. So it's a great way to take the plank and get a whole very intense workout out of it. I'm sure there are other modifications, but that's a good start. Start with a basic plank and do all of those over time. Try to do a 1-minute non-moving plank as your base and then add another minute of one of the modifications or several minutes in several of the modifications. There's an infinite variety of things you can do starting with a basic plank. Do this twice a day and each time do a different modification for a second minute. That's it. Now, to get you started, I'm going to start a plank challenge for Mojo for Running listeners. I've been doing a plank challenge for the last month with my local coaching group, and now I challenge my listeners. I've devised a plan to help you with accountability. Here's how it will work. The day after this episode goes live, I'll post in Facebook and on Instagram and on Twitter, Plank Challenge Day 1, and I will post a pic every day in those 3 places. If you include your pic, a photo of you, in the comments, I'll assume you're okay with me using your pic as the one I pick the next day to post. So that if you're posting it, you're giving me permission to use it in my next day's post. But I just thought it would be cool if you did send me some pictures of you doing it. That's what the people in my coaching group did, and that was great. This challenge will go on for 1 month. On the last day, I will post a special photo with a picture of a trophy and the words Plank Challenge Champion for you to share if you completed the challenge. If you're going to participate, I've got a few methods to help you with accountability. First, share the challenge on Facebook or Instagram or Twitter. Post there on the wall that you've taken the challenge, that you're going to do a plank for a minute every day for a month. 2. Either on Instagram or on Facebook, when you do your plank, in the comments under your post, you type in the word done. Just the word done, D-O-N-E. Even better, post a picture of you doing your plank. Your comment or picture is your accountability. Let's see how many people we can get on board. Here is my goal. My goal is to get 100 people to comment. That should be nothing considering how many thousands listen to this podcast. It's always helpful to share your goals with others. That's always a good means of accountability. Then you're much less likely to give up. You won't want your friends or family to see you stop or quit. You won't want the kids to say, "Hey, Mom, did you do your plank today?" And you have to say no. Of course, if the day's not over, you can still do it then. But you get my idea. Many of my local runners have posted pictures of them doing planks in creative places. I've got Deborah planking on the finish line of the Boston Marathon. Elizabeth planking in her office, between desks, in a suit. Carl with his toddler on his back doing a plank. Linda planking with three of her grandchildren planking alongside. Susan receiving a kiss from her dog while planking. And Mary Beth with her bunny. Where will you plank? And will you corral somebody to join you? It doesn't have to be a special place, though. Remember your form. Don't sacrifice form for the photo. I won't post your photo the next day anywhere if you're arching your back or you're slumping. You got to have good form. To be clear, you do not have to post a photo, but for accountability purposes, you must post the word done. Or you can post a check mark, which means the same thing. Each day, I'll post a picture of someone from the prior day with the words plank challenge on the photo. Please share far and wide. This is a way you can help others. You can actually get other people to join the challenge. The challenge will last 30 days, 1 month. One last tip. When you start to get in bed at night, if you haven't done your plank for that day, drop to the floor and do it right then. Seriously, I have been doing that for years. It really doesn't matter when you do it. Just do it. It might be 5 minutes to midnight, but I drop and do my plank right then to get it done. Now, I didn't mention time, at least not very much. The goal, the minimum goal really, is to do it for a minute. More is great. But if you're not in the habit of doing planks, you may have to start with 30 seconds. That still counts. That's still really hard for you. By day 10, I expect you to be up to a minute, though. Now, if you feel like you benefit from this podcast, how about showing me some love by going to my Patreon page, Patreon, that's patreon.com/CoachDeb, and pledging a contribution for every podcast. That can be as little as a dollar an episode, but those donations are the sole reason I can continue to do this podcast. A while back, I said I was going to do 12 more episodes, and during that time, I would see how much would come in the form of donations. When I started the Patreon page, I said I'd need to get it up to $500 per episode to keep going. Well, we're not even close to that. We're not even at $100 yet, and I only have a couple episodes left to finish out the 12. Please participate. Since I didn't start the Patreon page until halfway into the 6 episodes, I might, if we're doing pretty good, continue for a little while longer. But please don't leave it up to everyone else. It's not going to happen that way. If we're close to the goal, I'll give it 1 or 2 more episodes. But please help us get there. Help me get there. There's a link to the Patreon page at the top of the Mojo for Running Facebook wall and on the mojoforrunning.com website. I'll also post it on my Instagram feed and on Twitter. Now, don't forget to please support my Patreon page. Check out my Instagram feed for anything and everything and the Mojo for Running Facebook page for pictures and videos. I've been posting to the Mojo for Running Facebook page a lot more lately. And now that race season is winding down here in Florida, I'll be doing a lot more with social media. Particularly, I'd like to engage a lot more on Twitter. So watch for me there. Make sure you are following me on at Mojo for Running. Remember, my Patreon page address is patreon.com/CoachDeb. Please follow me on Twitter and Instagram at Mojo for Running and the Mojo for Running Facebook page for the Plank a Day Challenge. I'll post the challenge as soon as this podcast is live. Now, here's today's quote. It is what it is. I know that's a pretty simple one, but it's one of my favorite go-to thoughts because it helps me handle the little and big bumps in the road. It reminds me that there are some things that I can't change, so I need to just do the best I can and move on. It helps me always keep things in the proper perspective. And that applies to running, too, because sometimes you have a really bad run. Sometimes something goes wrong. You'll hear about some of that when I talk about Boston next week. I had to say this once in the middle of the Boston Marathon to myself. Actually, I think I said it a few times. So anyway, I'll be back soon.